With BookBeat, I'm Ron Swaim. One of the literary events of 1986 was the posthumous publication of a novella by Vladimir Nabokov, which foreshadowed his controversial literary sensation, Lolita. The book is called The Enchanter, and it tells of the sexual obsession of a middle-aged man for a 12-year-old girl, an obsession so deep the man marries the girl's mother in order to be near the child. The Enchanter was translated into English from the original Russian by Nabokov's son, Dmitry, who says collector and small press publisher Matthew Brucali first had the idea of publishing it in the United States.
His concept was a limited edition of 400 very expensive copies. His market research led him to the conclusion that an autograph was required. Impossible for two reasons. Father was dead, and even his ghost would not have autographed books. He never autographed books except for very special people.
So Putnam brought out The Enchanter in a trade edition. The Enchanter was written in 1939 when Vladimir Nabokov was 40 in a Russian exile. A later treatment of the theme became Lolita. The
subject matter was so original in the climate of the times that several American publishers declined for various reasons.
Lolita was widely misperceived as a dirty book, which makes Dmitry Nabokov wonder about a revolting comic character named Chester the Molester in the tasteless adult magazine Hustler.
When you make a comic character out of a child molester, that's going a bit far. When you write a book, which is a profound artistic and psychological study of an aberration, just as murder is an aberration, that falls into a rather different category.
Dmitry Nabokov, translator of The Enchanter, which was written nearly 50 years ago by his father, the late Vladimir Nabokov, published by Putnam. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. A master craftsman of fiction was the late Vladimir Nabokov, a Russian exile best known for his novels Lolita and Pale Fire. As a child, Nabokov's son Dmitry knew his father was a writer, but had made little impression at the time.
He would sometimes lock himself into the bathroom and write there as the only oasis of peace with a noisy child like me bustling about the house.
Dmitry says he had no problem growing up in the shadow of a famous father.
We had such a loving and close relationship. My father never neglected me. He would always play with me. He would teach me new things. He would teach me sports.
Dmitry Nabokov has translated into English a novella called The Enchanter that his father wrote in 1939. The story is clearly a forerunner of Lolita. It's the tale of a middle-aged man who has a sexual obsession for a 12-year-old girl. The Enchanter was published by Putnam. Dmitry Nabokov says there is other Vladimir Nabokov material waiting to be translated into English, including a book of selected poems.
There's a wonderful little publishing house in Ann Arbor called Artists, who have been very strong Nabokovians for years. They publish in Russian, and they published a volume of these selected poems in Russian.
Incidentally, Dmitry Nabokov is his own man, a singer and mountain climber, whose life was almost cut short in 1980 when in Switzerland someone sabotaged his car. The resulting explosion and fire put him into the hospital for 10 months.
Maybe a Ferrari with a Palm Beach license plate, rather than making people think how nice for him, as I would, aroused some kind of odd, perverted envy. I can't think of any other reason.
No one was ever arrested for the crime, and Dmitry Nabokov no longer races cars. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.